Ben Christensen will come out and kick it away here for the Warriors. Wausau West in their yellow jerseys with the blue numerals, blue pants, blue helmets with the gold warrior head on each side. Traditional look for Wisconsin Rapids, white jerseys, red numerals, white pants, white helmets. Warriors will go from right to left as I look down onto the field here in the first quarter of play. So ready to go, week number 5 of the high school football season. Here's the approach and the kickoff. High and over-end kick. It will be taken at the 10-yard line. Bringing it back up to the 15, to the 20, to the 25. Breaking a tackle is Caden Shalinski. And Shalinski is brought down beyond the 25-yard line at about the 26, maybe 27-yard line. Defensively for the Warriors, defensive line, Deshaun Polis, along with Jamison Patterson and Jamison Kane. Linebackers, Ty Teske, also getting the start tonight, first start of the night season for Cooper DePoit. Tegan Rasmus had an outside linebacker position as well. Defensive backs, Taden Mua, also Miles Waldvogel, Aiden Tau, Miles Hobart. Ball right in the center of the field. Two receivers to the left, one to the right for Wisconsin Rapids. Owen Richardson in the spread. Motion from left to right. There's the snap. It is a handoff, trying to find a seam, finding a seam beyond the 30, up to the 35-yard line, right up the middle with Sawyer Brooks. Picks up about 8 yards on that first down play.
Jacob Shear
getting the tackle there for the Warriors.
Gain of 5. It'll be second and 3.
Second down and about 2 yards to go here for the Lincoln Red Raiders. So after I said they've been passing the ball so often in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, Wisconsin Rapids comes out on the first play and runs it right up the middle. Three receivers this time to the left-hand side, tight end to the right. There's the snap, quarterback Richardson up the middle. He will plow ahead. He'll be stood up right at the first down sticks, but I do think he'll have enough for a first down. Alex Kapitz came in there from his linebacker position to get the tackle, but that will be a 3-yard gain on the quarterback keeper by Owen Richardson and the initial first down of the game. So first and 10, Rapids, ball at their own 38-yard line. Rapids, quarterback Owen Richardson all the way to the far sideline, talking to the coaches to get the play. Now Rapids will break and come to the line of scrimmage. This time, they'll take those three wide receivers and line up on the right-hand side. The running back, Sawyer Brooks, lines up to the right of his QB. Starting the count is Owen Richardson. Richardson takes the snap. It's a screen pass, right-hand side, but reading it beautifully for the Warriors is Alex Kapitz, and he's able to bring down the receiver. That was number 5. That is Caden Shalinski. So a little screen to the right-hand side, nowhere to go, and that's a loss of 1 on the play. Second down and 11 yards to go now for Wisconsin Rapids, but reading that play very nicely for Wausau West was Alex Kapitz. We saw Kapitz in the first quarter last week pick off a ball at DC Everest. Ball on the right-hand side, right-hand hash mark for Rapids. Three receivers on the left. Quick word from Owen Richardson to Sawyer Brooks. Brooks will now move to the right of his QB. Shalinski in motion. There's a fake handoff. Keeping it is Richardson, and he'll be brought down. Team up on that tackle by Jamison Kane and also Jacob Shearer. A short gain to the 39-yard line, and that will leave Wisconsin Rapids 9 yards short of a first down. Well, coming out very quickly. Warrior linebackers making some plays, and now for the first time, Wisconsin Rapids has a third down and long situation. Last week in the game at DC Everest, we saw an opponent that had good down and distance situations while the Warriors were consistently behind the chains, and now the Warrior D has got themselves in a good situation. Third down and 9. Motion from left to right by Shalinski. There's the snap. Richardson now flush to the right. Lee's looking. He'll fire it. And a big shot on the near sideline. Caden Mua takes down Caden Shalinski, but an incomplete pass and a fourth down situation now for Wisconsin Rapids. Even if that ball is grabbed, there's no way that Shalinski was going to get a first down. So the Warrior deep gets a stop after 1 Wisconsin Rapids first down. And going back to receive this punt for Wausau West will be Aiden Tau. Punter for the Lincoln Red Raiders is Pete Steinhaffel.
Punt number 16, Aiden Tau.
There's the snap. Here's Steinhaffel's punt. It's a short kick, angled to the far sideline. Takes a little bit of a Wisconsin Rapids roll inside the 35, and will be down inside the 32-yard line.
Going to be down on the 31-yard line.
So Wausau West will get their first offensive possession with 8 minutes and 56 seconds to go in the first quarter, and still no score. Wausau West will be led by Joe Gravine at quarterback, his running back, Miles Waldvogel, also a fullback, Ty Teske, tight end, Shay Jones, receivers, Asa Richard, and also Finn Richard, offensive line, left tackle, Dane Zenner, left guard, Jackson Nordine, center, Jeremiah Lope, right guard, Jack Graff, right tackle, Quentin Totsky. Ball on the right-hand hash mark. Warriors at the line of scrimmage. Two receivers, left-hand side. Waldvogel lined up to the left of his QB. Handoff, Miles Waldvogel. He will be hit and brought down after a short gain to the 35-yard line. So a two-yard pickup on that first down carry for Miles Waldvogel. Miles Waldvogel so far this season has 352 yards rushing on 51 attempts, averaging just a tick under 7 yards per rush this season. Ball on the right-hand hash. Warriors face a second down and 8. Finn Richard split far to the left. Asa Richard in the slot on the left-hand side. Joe Gravine takes the snap. Screen pass, left-hand side. Asa Richard, 35 to the 40. Has the first down, 45. Near sideline to the 50 and pushed out of bounds in Wisconsin Rapids territory at the 48-yard line. That is a 17-yard pickup on that screen pass to the left. And the initial first down for Wausau West tonight. A very simple, a very easy play, and a very simple and easy 17 yards for the Warriors. So the Warriors, for the first time, have the ball beyond the 50. First and 10 at the Rapids 48. Ball on the left-hand hash. This time split to the far right-hand side for West is Finn Christensen. And on the left-hand side, it is Finn Richard. Motion by Asa Richard. It's a handoff. With it is Waldvogel. Left-hand side, 45 to the 40. Now near side to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, and knocked out of bounds inside the 15-yard line is Miles Waldvogel. Miles Waldvogel picking up more than 30 yards on the play. The ball will be marked out at the 13, so that's a pickup of 35 yards and a first down for the Warriors. But there is a flag down. Oh, there it is. I was looking for it. It's on the near side at the 40-yard line, so that's going to take back a big chunk of that run for the Warriors. Matt Johnson talking to one of the officials, but this will be a hold a little bit downfield. It'll be marked off from the... Well, let's see exactly where it's parked off. Instead of a 35-yard gain for Miles Waldvogel, it will be a 9-yard pickup, and it'll be marked back almost to the original line of scrimmage. Oh, yep, actually marked from the 40, so back to the 50. It's an 8-yard gain for Waldvogel, but then a 10-yard mark off on the Warriors, and it'll be first down and 12 yards to go. So now first and 12 from the 50-yard line for the Warriors. Two receivers right, one to the left. Now motion. There's the snap. Fake handoff. Boot to the right-hand side. Gravine has his man, but thrown a little bit behind Shay Jones. Tried to make a one-handed grab Gravine on that ball, but could not bring it in.
Shay Jones incomplete. Going to be second down for Wausau West.
Yeah, just a little behind the Wausau West tight end. Shay Jones has had a nice season catching the football. 11 grabs for 165 yards and 3 touchdowns. But now the Warriors have a second down and 12. 7:48 to go in the first quarter. Still no score here from Tom Field. Asa Richard far to the right. In the slot on the right-hand side, Taden Mua. Finn Richard on the left-hand side. Hand off to the deep man, Taden Mua. Mua inside the 50, spins and falls forward to about the 47, maybe 46-yard line. So Mua started in the slot and then worked his way for the handoff. Pick up a 4 on the play, and the Warriors will face a 3rd down and 8. Taden Mua, who had a 100-yard effort in the first game of the season against Superior, has carried the ball 28 times for 174 yards, 6.2 yards per carry so far this season. But now the Warriors face that first third down. And again, like last week, they had a lot of third down situations. They only converted one third down the entire evening because they were just facing third and very long throughout the night. Handoff with it is Waldvogel, but he'll be wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. Coming in and getting that tackle for Wisconsin Rapids was number 60. That's Wyatt Youngworth, 6'2", 205-pound senior. And that means fourth down and 8 yards to go. Actually, fourth down and about 9 yards to go for West. But it looks like at this point the Warriors will keep the offense on the field. In the huddle is Joe Gravine. So fourth and 9 from the Rapids 47-yard line. Warriors need the 38 for a first down. Finn Richard split far to the left. In the slot next to him is Asa Richard. Starting the count is Gravine. Drops back, looking to throw. Looking left. He is rushed. He is hit, and he is brought down back at the Warrior 43-yard line. Quarterback sack for Connor Vine. And the Warriors taking that risk. Not only not converting, but being thrown back for a loss of 10 yards on the play. And Wisconsin Rapids will get outstanding field position at the Warrior 43-yard line with 6:21 to go in the first quarter of this scoreless game. So now Wisconsin Rapids with a good opportunity as we near the midway point of the first quarter. Owen Richardson will take his team to the line of scrimmage. Ball on the right-hand hash. Two receivers left, one to the right. There's the snap. Handoff up the middle. Inside the 40 to the 37-yard line is Sawyer Brooks. So Brooks right up the gut, able to pick up about 6 yards before Deshaun Polis will make the tackle. It'll be second down and 4. Two carries, 14 yards here early for Sawyer Brooks for Wisconsin Rapids. Past the midway point of the first quarter, still no score. But Warriors have the ball in Rapids territory. That penalty, that hold on that 35-yard run really came back to bite Wausau West. And now Wisconsin Rapids has the football in Warrior territory. There's the snap again with it, trying to push it forward, and able to push it forward to Sawyer Brooks, and he'll get the first down. Right up the gut, and again, just push the pile, and he's able to get it to about the 30-yard line.
The Warriors get enough for a first down.
It'll be a gain of 6 more yards for Brooks. Second first down of the night for Wisconsin Rapids. So, opportunity here for the Lincoln Red Raiders. First and 10 from the Wausau West 31-yard line. Two receivers again to the right, one to the left. Owen Richardson takes the snap. Looking to throw. Now he's flushed to the near side. Still looking. He'll fire it, and it's incomplete. Trying to dig it out was Bryson Spangler near the 20-yard line. Spangler Richard could not dig it out.
Incomplete.
So now it's second down and 10. And again, I mentioned basically about 75% of the time in the first two Wisconsin Valley Conference games, Wisconsin Rapids was throwing the football, but here in the early going, they've had 5 rush attempts and 3 pass attempts. 5 minutes and 30 seconds to go, first quarter, still 0-0. Wisconsin Rapids back at the line of scrimmage. Again, Owen Richardson starts the count. There's the snap. It is a handoff. Again, getting through the first wave as Sawyer Brooks gets inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. Pickup of 7 yards on that play. That will leave a third down and about 3 yards to go for Wisconsin Rapids.
Third down and 3.
4 carries, 27 yards for Sawyer Brooks. But now a third down situation. Ball at the Warrior 24. Wisconsin Rapids needs the 21 for a first down. See if the Warrior D can come up with a third down stop. Two receivers to the right-hand side. Now a third receiver will line up on the right-hand side. Owen Richardson now motion from right to left. Hard count, a little flinch, but the Warriors did not get into the neutral zone. There's the snap. It's a handoff. Brooks, he will be hit by Rasmus, but he's fighting for the sticks, and it's going to be very close. Rasmus got the initial contact from his outside linebacker position, but Sawyer Brooks will get to the 21, and let's wait and see. It will be a first down. He needed 3, and that's exactly what he got.
Looks to be a first down.
Third first down of the night for Wisconsin Rapids. First and 10, Wisconsin Rapids from the Warrior 21. Clock is moving, 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, still 0-0. Again, if you're just joining us wondering why we're on the air, well, this game was kicked off 1 hour early. They moved up the time this afternoon because of the threat of some electricity in the air later tonight. Owen Richardson in the spread takes the snap. It's a quarterback run, plows ahead inside the 20 and falls forward close to the 17-yard line. coming in, getting contact with Ty Teske, but bouncing off the initial tackle was Owen Richardson, and he'll pick up about 4 yards on that first down play. Well, they'll call it a 3 yard pickup to the 18, so it'll be second down and 7 yards to go. An official timeout. Looks like one of the shoes of the quarterback, Owen Richardson, came off, so a whistle blows. He'll get that shoe back on. Don't forget, coming up in just a little bit at 6:40, you can hear action of Newman Catholic High School football. The Newman Cardinals tonight are at Marion Tigerton, both teams 3-1. That will be on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app. Tom Weaver over in Marion tonight. So again, 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff. Newman at Marion Tigerton on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app. And that game will air later this evening on delay here on 98.9 WXCO. Second and 7, Owen Richardson takes the snap, looking to throw, firing it deep down the right-hand side, into the end zone, and over the top of Bryson Sprangler. His intended receiver incomplete. Back on the defense for Wausau West, a pair of Warriors back there. Working it was Taden Mua. Also back there helping out was Miles Wallvogel. So now it's a third down and 7 for Wisconsin Rapids. Third and 7 from the Wausau West 18-yard line. Raiders will break the huddle, come to the line of scrimmage. Again, they will set all three of their receivers to the right-hand side. The running back, Sawyer Brooks, lines up to the left of his quarterback, Owen Richardson. There's the snap. Richardson rolling to the left. Here comes the rush. He gets away. Now to the right. He's going to fire it. Incomplete. Some good pressure being shown by Tegan Rasmus. And now it's fourth down for Wisconsin Rapids. And for Lincoln, I cannot say whether or not they have a field goal kicker that's able to put it up from about 35 yards. It looks as though at this point that Lincoln will be going for it on fourth down. If they did try a field goal, it would be approximately a 35-yard attempt. But on the far sideline, Owen Richardson getting the play, and he'll jog back into the huddle. 0-0 game, 3:07 to go in the first quarter. Rapids breaks the huddle, comes to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers off to the left, one receiver, that's Bryson Spranger, to the right. Richardson takes the snap, rolls to the left. It's a screen pass, right-hand side, complete. Up to the 20 and brought down at the 16. Taden Mua able to trip up Wisconsin Rapids' J.D. Weiland, and that will be short of the first down. Only a 2-yard gain on that completion. So Taden Mua with the big stop on J.D. Weiland. And the Warrior D gets another stop. So West will take over on their own 16-yard line with 3:01 to go in the first quarter and still no score. Joe Gravine has his team right to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers set, two to the left, one to the right. Miles Wallvogel lines up to the right of his quarterback. Now Shea Jones shifts over to the left-hand side as a wing back, and now Warriors look a little confused, and that will lead to a timeout called by Matt Johnson. Timeout, Wausau West, 3:01 to go in the first quarter, 0-0 game. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic designer mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Wausau West taking over on their own 16-yard line. First down and 10 in this scoreless game. 3:01 to go in the first quarter. Warriors, football on the left-hand hash. Three receivers, two right, one left. Shea Jones will now line up as a wing back on the right-hand side. Pitch out, Wallvogel, right-hand side. Tries to cut. Does so, gets beyond the 15, and then wrapped up and brought down at about the 18-yard line. 2-yard gain on that play to the right-hand side to Miles Waldvogel. Youngworth, another tackle for Wisconsin Rapids. Second down and 8 for the Warriors. Jogging to the near sideline to get the play is Joel Gravine. Warriors back at the line of scrimmage. Finn Richard far to the left. Right next to him, just to his right, is Asa Richard. There's the snap. Hand off again. Miles Waldvogel again hit near the line of scrimmage. Does drag the tackler a couple of yards to the 20, but that will be it.
Waldvogel with another carry.
Boy, right now, not finding a lot of room up front is Miles Waldvogel. 5 carries, 13 yards here in the first quarter, and the Warriors have another third down. Third down and 6 yards to go. Warriors had a hard time getting the run game going last week against DCE, and now a bit of a slow start with the run game up to this point as well. So now, 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. Joel Gravine, motion to the right-hand side. There's the snap. Fake handoff. Keeping it is Gravine. He'll be hit in the backfield and thrown for a loss. Fake handoff, and then Gravine tried to keep it, but nowhere on the left-hand side of the offensive front for the Wausau West quarterback, and he'll be thrown for a loss back to the 16-yard line. That is a loss of 4 on the play. So a 3 and out for the Wausau West offense, and the Warriors will have to punt it away. Setting up inside his own 5-yard line to punt it is Miles Waldvogel, but first we're going to get a timeout. Timeout, Wisconsin Rapids, a minute 12 to go in the first quarter, still 0-0. Back in 30 seconds here on 98.9 WXCO. Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West. Fourth down for the Warriors and 10 yards to go, and Warriors will be punting it away after that timeout. 0-0 game at this point, but Wisconsin Rapids should get pretty good field position after this punt. So good, big situation right now, trying to get a good one off the foot of Miles Waldvogel. Again, inside his 5-yard line to take the snap is Miles Waldvogel. Here's the snap. Here comes the right-footed kick. It's a high but short kick. It will bounce at the 44 and take a Wisconsin Rapids bounce, and then down by Tegan Rasmus at about the 43. So outstanding field position again here for the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders. 1:04 to go in the first quarter, and still 0-0. Rapids coming off a 56-0 loss at Stevens Point last week. Has to feel pretty good about this one. The last two games in the Valley have been rough ones for Lincoln. They lost 2 weeks ago in the opener, 41-6 to DC Everest, and then that 56-0 loss to Stevens Point last week. Owen Richardson in the spread, 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. Motion from left to right, there's the snap, it's a shovel pass, and hit in the backfield is Cohen Lehman, as pinching in is Cooper DePoit to bring him down for a loss. Coming in motion from the left-hand side was Cohen Lehman, but reading it well was Cooper DePoit. It is a completed pass, but a loss of 4 yards on the play. In fact, Owen Richardson tonight is 2 of 6 passing, but both completions have been for negative yardage. 2 of 6 for -5 yards. 2nd and 14 now for Wisconsin Rapids. Richardson running back. Sawyer Brooks lined up to his right. There's the snap. Looking to throw. Has time. Fires it deep down the middle. He's got a man. It's complete. 15 to the 10. And down at the 6-yard line is Jacob Mansell. Mansell takes that strike from Owen Richardson. That will be a gain of 42 yards on the play, and will be first down and goal to go from the 6-yard line. That time, good protection up front gave Richardson plenty of time, and then getting behind the defense was Jacob Mansell for his 6th grab of the season. And the clock is stopping. There it goes. It's 15 seconds. We'll see if Wisconsin Rapids gets a playoff before the end of the quarter. Yep, they're going to try. First and goal from the Warrior 6. Sawyer Brooks lined up to the right and slightly behind the quarterback. There's the handoff. It is Brooks up the middle. He will be stacked up and brought down by Miles Wallvogel just inside the 5. Tegan Rasmus down low got a piece of the tackle as well on what will be the final play of the first quarter. Wisconsin Rapids nothing, Wausau West nothing. We'll have the second quarter in 1 minute here on 98.9 WXCO.
Rocket Industrial's mission to package with less is a commitment to making a future that's better for the next generation. Their recommendations help manufacturers across the nation package with less material, less waste, less time, and with less cost. Their engineers and experts provide data-backed solutions that positively impact your bottom line. When you work with Rocket Industrial, you're working with a partner committed to making a difference. Rocket Industrial, package with less. Learn more at rocketindustrial.com.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
Second down and goal for Wisconsin Rapids as we start off the second quarter. 0-0 game. Ball in the right-hand hash. Richardson takes the snap. It's an option. He'll keep it himself. He'll be hit, and he'll be brought down as Ty Teske came in there, read it nicely, took the quarterback, and brings him down for basically no gain, maybe half a yard on that play. So now third and goal from the 4. A 1-yard gain for Owen Richardson on that run. So the West defense, they got a stop in the red zone in the first quarter. Now looking for another here early in the second. Taking their time in the huddle is Wisconsin Rapids. Now the Red Raiders come to the line of scrimmage. Late substitution coming in for Rapids. Will be 3 receivers on the left-hand side. Sawyer Brooks lined up to the left of his QB. Owen Richardson starts the count. Richardson takes the snap. Fake handoff. He'll be rushed. He'll fire it. Ball is tipped and incomplete. Fired it to the left-hand side towards Caden Shalinski. Tried to snag it with his one hand, the right hand, but incomplete. And it looks like this time Rapids is going to try a field goal. They're going to try to take the points here from the 4-yard line. It'll be just beyond what would it be an extra point, but it is angled. The football is on the right-hand hash, so it's an angled kick here for Wisconsin Rapids.
Placeholder.
Jack Ackerman is the kicker. Actually, this is 27. Aspen Tritz. There's the snap. The hold is down. The kick is up. It is no good. Missed it to the right. Again, there was an angle to the right, but did not get it over. And the Warrior D, again, we said it last week, bent but do not break. And the Warriors will get the football first and 10 at the 20-yard line with 11:03 to go in the second quarter. Still 0-0. Well, now it's time for the Warrior offense to try to move that ball, get a couple of first downs. Last week it was the same thing where the defense seemed to be on the field pretty much the entire evening. And right now we need a time-consuming drive from the Wausau West offense. So first and 10 for the 20 for the Warriors. Both Tayden Mua and Miles Wallvogel out there, and it looks like the Warriors have come out in the Wildcat. Yep, it looks as though Miles Wallvogel will start this series as the quarterback here for Wausau West. So a little wildcat look here for the Warriors to start off this series. Tight formation. Mua lined up to the right of Waldvogel. Waldvogel takes the snap. Oh, bobbles it, grabs it, now runs it right-hand side. Gets through the first tackler, and he will drag his way to about the 25-yard line. That was a good grab on that snap from Miles Waldvogel, and then able to fight for a couple of extra yards and get a solid 5 yards on that first down play. Again, you take 5 yards on a first down play each and every time. We've seen too many second and nines and second and eights for the Warriors. Here it's second and five, and that makes it a lot easier for the play caller, in this case, head coach Matt Johnson. Football on the right-hand hash. Warriors back to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers off to the left-hand side. Back in now is Joe Gravine for the Warriors. There's the snap. Fake handoff. Screen pass. Left-hand side. Has his man, but nowhere to go for Asa Richard. And he'll be tackled after a gain of 1 yard. Screen to the left. It worked for 17 earlier in the game, but this time only one. Actually, no gain. They'll mark it right at the 25-yard line. So it'll be a third down and 5 yards to go. Boy, Warriors need a first down right now. The Warriors have one first down so far in the game. 9 minutes and 53 seconds to go in the second quarter. Still a 0-0 game. Split far to the right is Finn Richard. Slot is Asa Richard. Finn Christensen on the left-hand side. Joe Gravine looks to the right, fires it. He's got his man complete, but needing to work upfield and not able to break the tackle. It's Finn Richard. He's pushed out of bounds short of the 30, so that will leave the Warriors. They needed five, and they got four. So it's fourth down and one for the Warriors, and another decision to be made here by Wausau West. It looks as though Miles Waldvogel is going to come in, but that could mean two things. It could mean he's going to punt, but it also could mean Warriors could go into a wildcat as well. So fourth and one here for the Warriors. It looks like the Warriors are going to go for it. It will be a wildcat as Miles Waldvogel at the quarterback position. There's the snap. Waldvogel, he will go up the middle. He'll get the first down beyond the 30 on the right-hand side to the 33. Four-yard gain as the Warriors do take that risk, but they keep the football with that first down. Second first down for Wausau West. We'll call that a three-yard gain to the 32-yard line. 9.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. 0-0 game. Two receivers right, one to the left. There's the snap. It's a sweep. Tayden Mua, left-hand side. Tayden cuts it back, and an ankle tackle beyond the 35 to the 37. Boy, it looked like for a moment Tayden Mua was going to cut into the second level, but a good ankle tackle made by Wisconsin Rapids linebacker Oakley Pleiss. It is still a pickup of 5 yards on the play for Tayden Mua. Two carries, 9 yards so far for the Wausau West running back. So again, good situation. Second and five here for the Warriors from their own 37. Warriors break the huddle back to the line of scrimmage. Again, the lone receiver on the left-hand side is Finn Christensen. Two receivers to the right-hand side. There's the snap. Handoff. Looking for room up the middle. Bouncing off one man, but not finding much is Tayden Mua. He does maybe get a yard on the play, but that will leave the Warriors short of the first down by about 4 yards. See where they mark it, taking their time. Be third down and a short four here for the Warriors. 8 minutes even to go. First half, we're still looking for that first score of the game. 0-0 here at Tom Field. Up to this point, we have seen no precipitation. It has stayed overcast. And again, we started this game an hour early because of that chance of some rain and thunderstorms later in the evening. Handoff, trying to go up the middle, getting stacked up right up the middle yet again is Tayden Mua. Boy, Warriors went with the run, but not able to get there. It's marked at the 40, so that will leave a fourth down and two for Wausau West. See if the Warriors again on fourth and short. They've had one fourth and short conversion here on this drive. Warriors look like. Again, they're going to bring in Miles Wahlvogel at the quarterback position and go with the Wildcat. Football is right in the center of the field at the 40-yard line in Warrior territory. Fourth down and two. Warriors to the line of scrimmage. Tight formation up front. Again, Mua in the backfield to the right of Miles Wahlvogel at quarterback. Wahlvogel starts the count, takes the snap. Pitch out, Mua, right-hand side. Mua trying to turn. Mua gets the first down. He turned it up just at the last moment. Lost his balance a bit. Fell forward to the 43 for a three-yard gain. Held the breath because the defense on the left-hand side of the defensive front for Rapids was not bad. But Taden Mua was able to keep on looking for that little bit of a seam, found it, and was able to get the first down. So the Warriors, now first and 10 at their own 43-yard line. 6:45 to go, clock is moving. First half, scoreless game. Two receivers, left-hand side. Joel Gravine takes the snap. Miles Wahlvogel, and he will be wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. Wahlvogel is tackled quickly by Sawyer Brooks. It'll be second down and 10 yards to go. Boy, again, it's just not been easy running the football for Wausau West tonight. Rapids has done a pretty good job as the Warriors have been trying to establish that run game. Wausau West has 15 rushes and 4 passes so far. So again, the Warriors coming out trying to run the football here against Wisconsin Rapids. There's the snap. Fake handoff. Going to the right-hand side is Joel Gravine. He'll fire it. He's got his man complete to the Rapids 45-yard line. Bringing that one in is Finn Richards. That is a gain of 12 yards and a Warrior first down. 12 yards to number 12. So the Warriors, a third first down on this series, and it looks like one of the Rapids players is shaken up. So an official timeout on the field. 5:54 to go in the first half. Still 0-0, but the Warriors, 3 first downs now on this series, 2 of which came on fourth down conversion. So again, for Wausau West, it hasn't been easy, but they've been able to find a way. So now the Warriors, as we see the injured player from Wisconsin Rapids, that is Jaden Collins. He is going to get up and jog off under his own power. So the Warriors, I said just a moment ago, they've been trying to establish that run. And that time, a little play action and a good connection from Joel Gravine to Finn Richard. And now the Warriors first and 10 from the Wisconsin Rapids 44-yard line. Don't forget, next week, the Warriors don't play on Friday. They play on Saturday afternoon, a week from tomorrow, against undefeated Stevens Point. We will have the game right here on 98.9 WXCO Saturday afternoon. 12:35 for the pregame, 1 o'clock for the opening kickoff. A week from tomorrow, Warrior football against Stevens Point here on 98.9 WXCO. Warriors back at the line of scrimmage. Motion to the left. There's the snap. Looking to throw. Center screen and not able to connect. As getting hit was Joel Gravine. Tried to get it in the middle to Miles Wahlvogel, but knocked away, incomplete. Getting a piece of that was J.D. Weiland for Wisconsin Rapids. So now second and 10 for the Warriors. Just past the midway point of the second quarter. Still looking for that first score. 0-0 game. Both teams have had the football on the other side of the field in the opposing team's territory quite a bit, but still looking for that first point. Shea Jones will shift to the left-hand side. Now shifting to the right is Tatum Mua. Now Mua, fake handoff. Handoff instead taken by Miles Wahlvogel, and he'll be chopped down at about the 42-yard line. A lot of misdirection that time. Coming in motion was Tatum Mua, then a fake handoff to Tatum, and the handoff then grabbed by Miles Wahlvogel. And Wahlvogel gets about 3 yards on the play. It'll be third down and 7. 9 rushes, 24 yards now for Miles Wahlvogel this evening. Warriors ball on the right-hand hash. Two receivers right, one to the left. It is a fake handoff. Sprinting to the left and looking to throw is Joel Gravin. He has his man complete on the far sideline. Finn Richard brings it in near the 25-yard line. Third down and 7, conversion there for the Warriors. Gravine to Finn Richard at the 28-yard line. Pickup of 13 yards on the play. And another Warrior first down. Four first downs on this drive now for Wausau West. Warriors on the move. Warriors back to the line of scrimmage. 5:01 to go, second quarter, 0-0 game. Two receivers right, one to the left. Now lined up as a wing back on the right is Shea Jones. Pitch out, right-hand side, Wahlvogel. Cuts it back 30, breaks a tackle, dives forward to the 26. Hard running on the right-hand side as, again, there was some early penetration by the Wisconsin Rapids left-hand side of the defense. It will be a gain of 3 on the play, actually 2 on the play. Second down and about 8 yards to go. Warriors trying to get on the board first. Second and 8 from the Wisconsin Rapids, 26. Finn Richard far to the left. Slot, Asa Richard. Finn Christensen on the right-hand side. Right-hand wing back is Shea Jones. Looking to throw is Gravine. Flings it left-hand side. Grab is made, but tackled immediately is Finn Richard. Good tackle there by Wisconsin Rapids and Sawyer Brooks. It's only a 3-yard gain on that pass completion. 6 of 8 passing for Joel Gravine. 50 yards. Third and 5 from the 23. Two receivers, one left and one right. And now a whistle and a timeout call by Wausau West. 3:34 to go in the first half, 0-0 game. Back in 30 seconds here on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking to turn your dream home into reality? K5 Construction is here to make it happen. From complete home builds to interior remodeling, decks and exterior upgrades, they handle it all. At K5, they focus on quality, excellence, and you. From design to final construction, they're with you every step of the way, on time and on budget. Whether it's your first home or your forever home, they're building your future. Build with confidence. Build with K5 Construction. Visit buildwithk5.com.
Third and 5 for the Warriors at the 23-yard line. There's the snap. Fake handoff. Looking at the wide open is Jones behind the defense. In for a touchdown. Play action pass. And then looking right down the middle, right between the hash marks, was Joe Gravine able to find Shea Jones all by himself for a 23-yard connection. And the Warriors on the board first take a 6-0 lead. The misdirection in the backfield apparently threw off the defense for Wisconsin Rapids, and able to take advantage of it was Wausau West. Extra point coming up. Finn Christensen, Jackson Riley the holder, puts down the snap. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 3:30 to go in the first half. It's now Wausau West 7, Wisconsin Rapids nothing. Kickoff in 30 seconds. This is Wausau West Warrior High School football on 98.9 WXCO.
thanks to the Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club for their support of this broadcast of Warrior Football on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club supports the Wausau West football student athletes in their activities and supports the Warriors from the opening kickoff to the final gun. Find out more about the Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club and Wausau West football at their website, wausauwestfootball.com. Again, thanks to the Wausau West Gridiron Club for their support of this broadcast on 98.9 WXCO.
.30 to go in the first half. Wausau West 7, Wisconsin Rapids nothing. Christensen kicks it away. Good kick all the way down to the 5-yard line. Up to the 10, to the 15, to the 20 is Shalinski. Shalinski keeping the feet beyond the 25 on the right-hand side and finally brought down at about the 27-yard line. Caden Shalinski brings it back for Wisconsin Rapids, and now for the first time tonight, the Warrior defense goes out with the lead. 7-0 Wausau West. So now ball on the right-hand side. And back to the line of scrimmage comes Owen Richardson and the Wisconsin Rapids offense. Looking to throw. Here comes the rush from behind his Rasmus. He'll wrap him up. Ball is thrown. It's complete. Up to the 37 to the 40. And then slipping down at about the 43-yard line is Cohen Lehman. But boy, just barely getting that ball off as Owen Richardson is coming from behind. Was Tegan Rasmus actually got a piece of the quarterback, and he threw up what looked to be a prayer, but there was nobody around Cohen Lehman, and it turns into a 16-yard gain and a first down. Well, quite a play by Richardson to make something out of nothing and move the sticks. So now back to the line of scrimmage comes Wisconsin Rapids. 3:01 to go in the first half. There's the snap. Richardson drops back. He's flushed again. Now he's running to the near side. He's going to fire deep downfield. One-on-one coverage! And it's Grant. Is it inbounds? Taden Mood. Was he inbounds? Waiting to see. Yes, he was! It's an interception! It was one-on-one near the Warrior 23-yard line. Bryson Spranger was the intended receiver right on the near sideline. Making the grab and getting a foot down was Taden Mood. And the pick, and the Warriors get it back. Outstanding coverage, number one, by Taden Moore, and then a great grab and able to kick the foot down at the 22-yard line. Oh, now I think. Okay, there was a penalty flag back in the backfield, a hold on Wisconsin Rapids. Warriors will decline the penalty and take over first and 10. So the Warriors will get it back with 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the first half. Looking to extend a 7-0 lead. Joe Gravine in the spread. Two receivers right, one to the left, looking to throw. Gravine has plenty of time. Still looking. He's going to fire deep downfield. There's a flag down. One-on-one coverage, and the grab is made at the 35-yard line in Wisconsin Rapids territory by Finn Richard. But there is a flag back in the area of usually offensive holding. It would be a 43-yard connection from Joe Gravine to Finn Richards, but this one is coming back. Boy, that's another big penalty. The Warriors had a big run by Miles Walvogel called back earlier, and this time a 43-yard connection from Gravine to Richards is going to be called back, and in fact, there'll be a 10-yard mark off in addition. So the penalty will take it back inside the 15 to the 12-yard line. It'll be first down and 20. That would have immediately put the Warriors in good position to try to add to this lead. But now Wisconsin Rapids start thinking about trying to get a stop and getting the football back. There's the snap. Looking to throw is Joe Gravine. He's flushed to the left. He'll look over the middle. He's got his man complete. Finn Richard to the 20. He will dive forward to the 23. So Finn Richard, again the target of Joe Gravine, picks up 11 yards on that play. Finn Richard now with four catches for 40 yards in the game. So now it will be second down and 9 for the Warriors. Clock is moving. 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the first half. 7-0 lead for Wausau West. Two receivers on the left. Wing back on the left as well. Receiver to the right. Joe Gravine drops back, looking to throw. Now he's flushed. He rolls to the right-hand side. Flag is thrown again. Throws it deep downfield over the top of Finn Richard. Incomplete. It looked like a push by the defender, Carter Karbowski, before the ball got there, but no flag was thrown in the secondary. But another flag thrown in the offensive backfield, and looking at the frustrated body language of Matt Johnson, it looks like it will be on Wausau West again.
And it's going to be holding on the Warriors.
Holding on Wausau West.
So
be back again, about second down and 19 for the Warriors. Wausau West has one timeout remaining. Wisconsin Rapids has two timeouts left in the first half. 7-0 Warriors, 1:57 on the clock. Ball is marched back to the Wausau West 12-yard line, so it will be a second and 20 for the Warriors. Warriors back at the line of scrimmage. Two receivers left, one to the right. Joe Gravine. Oh, a missed time snap, but able to grab it is Gravine as trying to shift to the left-hand side with Shea Jones, and that snap came early, but fortunately the Warriors quarterback able to watch it and see it. He was then able to make the handoff and very little on the play. That was Miles Wahlvogel stopped after a gain of maybe a yard, and a timeout will be called by Wisconsin Rapids. We'll take a quick timeout as well. 7-0 Warriors. This is Wausau West football on 98.9 WXCO.
Transform any home with the finest craftsmanship and custom cabinetry for the kitchen, bathroom, or closet. At Featherstone Cabinetry and Design, they bring each client's vision to life from concept to completion through expert design and professional installation. Choose Featherstone Cabinetry and Design for all home upgrade needs, proudly serving customers from their locations in Rothschild and Minocqua. Visit www.featherstonecabinetry.com.
A minute 43 to go in the first half. It's third down and 20 for Wausau West at their own 12-yard line. Warriors have a 7-0 lead over Wisconsin Rapids. Warriors ball on the right-hand hash, back at the line of scrimmage. Two receivers left, one to the right. There's the snap. Rolling to the left is Joel Gravine. Still looking. Now he's going to fire it. Far sideline. Diving attempt near the 30. Trying to keep the feet in and also make a grab was Finn Richard, but he could not make the grab, and it's incomplete. So now the Lincoln Red Raiders will get the ball back in good field position with one timeout remaining and still a minute 38 on the clock. The two holding penalties stopped what looked to be maybe a good opportunity for the Warriors late in the second quarter. Setting up in Warrior territory to return this punt at about the 46-yard line is Caden Shalinski. At his own goal line to take the snap is Miles Wahlvogel. Here comes the right-footed kick. It's a line drive. Shalinski will let it bounce. Oh, that's a little bit of a mistake. That gets a Warrior roll all the way back to the 41-yard line in Wisconsin Rapids territory. Boy, I'm not sure why he let that ball just bounce. The ball got basically to the level that he was waiting for it and just let it roll, and the Warriors will say thank you very much, and Wisconsin Rapids will begin first and 10 at their own 41-yard line. A minute 27 to go in the first half. 7-0 lead for Wausau West. Thanks to our sponsors, including the Wisconsin Valley Flag Football Organization, Featherstone Cabinetry, and Rocket Industrial, for their support of our broadcast of Wausau West High School football. Two receivers left, one to the right. Running back lines up to the right of Owen Richardson. Motion from left to right. That's Lehman. There's the snap. Richardson looking to throw. Now flush to the right-hand side. He'll fire to the far sideline. Over the top of Corn Lehman into the Wisconsin Rapids bench. Incomplete.
To the sideline. It'll be second down and 10.
5 of 11 passing is Owen Richardson in the first half for 53 yards and an interception. Second and 10 from the 41-yard line. Jogging over to the far sideline, getting the play. Now back into the huddle is Richardson. Raiders this time will come out with two receivers right, one to the left. Also a tight end on the left-hand side. Sawyer Brooks lines up to the right of his QB in the spread. Richardson starts the count, takes the snap, looking to throw. He's flushed out of the pocket. Now he pulls it down 40. Near side to the 45 to the 50 and run out of bounds in Warrior territory at the 45. Boy, they gave him an incredibly good mark. He was out of bounds at the 46, and they marked him at the 44. But nevertheless, it's a 15-yard run for Owen Richardson and a Wisconsin Rapids first down. The marks have not been great here tonight. That's all I'll say for that. But nevertheless, first and 10, Wisconsin Rapids at the Wausau West 44-yard line. That also stopped the clock with 1:15 to go in the second quarter. Back to the line of scrimmage come the Red Raiders. Two receivers left, two to the right. Four receivers set. Owen Richardson, junior quarterback, takes the snap. Looking to throw. He's going to fire it over the middle into double coverage. Intercepted. Bringing that one in for the Warriors. Yeah, not a very smart throw, I think, but Aiden Tau able to bring that one in, and the Warriors get it back. That was thrown right down the middle of the field. Two Warriors there and a good grab. Boy, the Warrior defensive back showing some great hands here tonight, making those picks. Ball at the 17-yard line with a minute 10 to go in the first half. See how exotic the Warriors get here with one timeout remaining. Also, one timeout left for Rapids. So, see if Warriors can get a chunk of yardage here on this first play and then maybe get a little more aggressive. Joe Gravine will come out. Miles Wahlvogel lines up to his right. Finn Christensen and also Asa Richard on the right. Looking to throw, but a whistle and early movement on the Warriors and another penalty coming up on Wausau West. Boy, the Warriors hurting themselves with penalties here in the second quarter. So now it will be marked back to the 12-yard line. It will be first and 15. Coming up at halftime, we'll look at the stats of this one. Not really much to report in terms of other scores because this game being moved up. Though there could be the possibility of other games being moved up as well. Gravine takes the snap, looking to throw. Pass to Shea Jones at the 17, makes a good move, and now he'll get close to the 20-yard line before he's brought down. Shea Jones gets 9 yards on the play. Under a minute to go in the half. Warriors will quickly get back to the line of scrimmage. Two catches, 32 yards in the first half for Shea Jones. Two receivers again left, one to the right. Joel Gravine takes the snap. Here comes the rush, but he gets away. Rolled it to the right. Now drops it off. Grabbed by Wahlvogel on the near sideline. And Wahlvogel out of bounds at the 29-yard line. And that will be a gain of 8 and a first down. Good anticipation of the pressure. There came a Wisconsin Rapids player all but untouched. But Gravine was able to get away and then find Miles Wahlvogel for the completed pass. 10 of 12 passing, 90 yards and a touchdown in the first half for Joel Gravine. 36 seconds on the clock. First and 10 for the Warriors at their own 29-yard line. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Wahlvogel lined up to the right of his QB. Looking to throw is Joel Gravine. Gravine now floats to the left. He's on fire deep down the middle. He's got a man! Diving attempt near the 30 by Shea Jones, just out of his reach. Oh, Shea Jones going deep between the hash marks. A throw of about 50 yards from Joel Gravine, but just about a yard out of the outstretched arms of Shea Jones. That would have been a huge play for the Warriors, but second down and 10 with 30 seconds left in the half. Again, Gravine working his way around the pocket and then outside the pocket very nicely, finding himself a little bit of room to maneuver and then able to get everything into that throw. So back to the line of scrimmage now come the Warriors. Joe Gravine peeks at the defense, starts the count, takes the snap. Gravine has plenty of time. He's going to fire it, and it's incomplete. Boy, it looked like a little miscommunication. That ball appeared to be intended for Asa Richard. Finn Christensen also in the neighborhood, but incomplete. Now third and 10 with 25 seconds in the half. Wow. 7-0 Warriors here late in the first half. Top of the hour. This is exactly when we were supposed to start the game. So. But it's turned in so far a nice night for football. Football on the right hand hash. Finn Christensen off to the left hand side. Asa Richard in the slot on the left. Finn Richard lines up to the right. Waldvogel in the backfield to the right of his quarterback, Joe Gravine. Joe takes the snap, looking to throw. Flush to the right, looking, still looking. Now a ball fake. He is hit. He is brought down back to the 25-yard line. Pair of Lincoln Red Raiders in on the tackle. And a little slow.